What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiger, Tiger Woods, y'all. One under through three holes. Here we go. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We'll keep you apprised. It's amazing. Tiger Woods, still the number one story in golf. All these years later, if anything happens, it's that kind of impact that you just don't find in the sports world very often. Michael Jordan was that way. I've been told Muhammad Ali was that way a little before our time. Tiger Woods certainly has been that way. Is Caitlin Clark that way? I think she is. Something like 19 assists last night. Continues to sell out arenas. I mean, it is remarkable. We didn't know that this would translate. It clearly has. I think she's there. I really do. Like, when you talk about before versus after with her and what she's accomplishing, you know, through popularity, I think she's there. I think she's to that level. I think that's what she's doing. Angel Reese might be the rookie of the year too. it has been everything they could have ever hoped for, and I love it. They're apparently going to be teammates on the All-Star game. I haven't followed as closely. I just saw that she had that kind of night last night. 19 assists for a rookie. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be a renaissance, and it'll be through her. People can get as mad as they want about that, and a fit, you know, like upset, and there have been all these great play. Great, fine, I'm with you. Doesn't matter. Nobody has had this sort of impact on that particular sport, and I'm here for it. I love it. I'm glad it's happening. I hope it is inspiring to a lot of people, and it grows that game. And again, like, I don't know why that bothers people so much. Like, it's the golden goose. Take it if you're a women's basketball fan.
If there's any doubt about the impact that Caitlin Clark has brought to the WNBA, just take a look at the reporting of the new media rights deal for the WNBA that in the last 24 hours has come out, that they're valued at $200 million a year. Before, it was $60 million a year. It's a $2.2 billion media rights deal over the next 11 years. And I think that that's a major part of it. The NBA owns the majority of the WNBA, so they negotiated the media rights deal. And it's a big increase. I think that the players union, they're a little bit concerned about this because there's no, really, it doesn't impact player salaries much at all, if at all. And so you've got definitely the star power of Caitlin Clark and everything that comes with it. Does that directly impact her or the fellow players? I don't really know. Doesn't really look like it based on this media rights deal. But it still is quite a bit more money overall for the league over the next decade plus.
And look, it's great. It's great. It's not, again, like, I wish people wouldn't get so up in arms. Like, I don't even know what the right term for it is. Tiger Woods has had this impact on golf. Do I watch any more or less, like, actual golf, like, sit and watch golf? because I think Tiger Woods grew the game? Probably not. Not really. Have I watched any more?
I think for sure.
Well,
that I'm that
but what
way.
I'm saying is, have I watched any more actual WNBA games because of Caitlin Clark? No, I haven't, because I don't have time to watch WNBA games. It's not, and I barely have time to watch the things that I have always been really passionate about, much less a new thing. Same thing for golf to me. But that doesn't mean I don't pay as much. I pay far more attention holistically to golf because of Tiger Woods. It's not making me watch tournaments themselves, but it's made it a more valuable property, basically. And she is certainly doing that for the WNBA. I mean, there's no question she's doing that for the WNBA. And that's what's awesome. And it does make it, you know, it probably impacts whether I would go to a live event and do all that kind of stuff. I just, as we see Tiger, you know, having some success early, it will be the head, no matter what else happens. I love Scottie Scheffler and what he's doing. If Tiger's in the mix here, Scottie Scheffler will be very much back page news. And that's still the Tiger effect.
Do you know how much Caitlin Clark makes a year as the rookie for the Indiana Fever? Do you know what her salary is, the number one pick in the draft, what her base salary is?
$85,000 a
year. $76,000 a year. That's her base salary. And, you know, so I think that's the concern of the union, you know, with the WNBA, is that there's this valuation now of the overall product. And it's a byproduct of all of this, right? Like the league itself is getting more valuable because of the new face of the league in Caitlin Clark. You know, it's a $2.2 billion media rights deal. And Caitlin Clark makes $76,000 a year as a base salary. There are so many other earning opportunities that she has, but her base salary in the WNBA is 76 grand.
I am a free market believer, Tommy. So I would tell you that, what about before Caitlin Clark? Like, that's the one outlier of hundreds of players where that would be skewed. So what if you took the other direction on that? You know what I mean? Like, how many WNBA players or players in any sport do you feel like have not lived up to their financial value? You know what I mean? I think that's a little bit unfair. Caitlin Clark is one of one. One of one in what she's doing. So does the whole league need to change its structure because Caitlin Clark is that value? I mean, that's a bit of a stretch to me. She's going to earn her money. And look, that doesn't mean she's going to sign a huge contract when the time comes. But I don't know that you need to change your rookie scale.
Will she? Because, I mean, here's the thing. Even – and this is just everybody in general. I mean,
I don't know. Does WNBA have a salary cap?
That's a great question. I know that the average median base salary is –
they do have a salary.
You know, slightly above what Caitlin Clark is making. The top base salary in the league – is $242,000 a year. That's the top base salary in the WNBA. And I get what you're saying as far as free market and all of that. Are these players, you know, even at the very top, are they worth $250,000 a year? Should they have higher salaries in general?
Yeah.
It isn't uncommon for WNBA players, and this is the way it's been for 20, 25 plus years, to like go play in Europe during the off season to make more money, to supplement their income, like things like that.
This is why it bothers me so much, by the way, and this is totally off script to what, but I'm glad we're having this conversation because I am far more interested now in life, in the business of things, than I used to be. There was a collective bargaining agreement. I just looked. There is a salary cap, so it's going to be. But this is why I don't understand the other players' hostility to Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark will singularly raise that salary cap the next time you go to the table. She's going to singularly raise the average salary. All of this stuff's going to happen because of Caitlin Clark. Okay? And you can be jealous of that. I don't get it. I don't understand it all you want. But that's the reason this league is going to grow into what so many of these players have been begging us for years. Why are we not paid more? Why aren't people paying more attention? Why all this? Why this? Why not us? Okay. Well, now people are paying attention. And your salary cap's going to go up. And your accommodations have gotten better. And there is one reason that is happening like this quickly all of a sudden. And it's Caitlin Clark. It's not Angel Reese. It's not any other player. It's Caitlin Clark. So embrace that. Use it to your advantage and tell people why they should be just as excited and show people why they should be just as excited about Angel Reese and all these other rookies and great players that come through. Hey, Caitlin Clark brought you in the room. Now we're going to show you what we've been talking about. Now that you're here, we've been asking you to come here. Now we're going to show you what we're talking about. And that's what I hope for. So that's what has blown my mind. You know, we didn't see this in college basketball outside of Angel Reese. Angel Reese was, you know, I think you can call it jealous, you can call it whatever you want. But otherwise, I think there was a very broad appreciation for what she was doing. I haven't felt that in the WNBA. I haven't. And maybe it's just because she's a rookie. And that's probably fine if that's the case. But don't misunderstand what the financial impact she has. And that's, look, you can get as angry about that as you want to, but it's reality. And I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, trying to like get a rise out of people by saying, oh, it's all Caitlin Clark, nothing else matters. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is you got to strike while this iron's hot. Like, yeah, her base salary is 76, because that's what rookies get paid in the WNBA. That was collectively bargained. Probably because that was the value that they had financially to an owner trying to make their business work. Now, the owners, because of Caitlin Clark, are going to make more money. What does that do the next time you go to the table? It makes you raise that salary cap. What does that do? That raises the average salary. That's the whole point of all this. So why the hostility from some people to Caitlin Clark? I'll never understand it. She is literally making the sport better and more financially viable.
Yeah, I mean, she's making the overall sport more financially viable, but I think it remains to be seen whether or not her presence will directly lead to more dollars in the pocket of the other players. That's the question.
Of course it will.
How?
I mean, did Tiger Woods' presence? Every tournament purse went up because of Tiger Woods.
It sure did, but I mean, of course, like that's apples and oranges. I do know that there are similarities, obviously, because you know, Caitlin Clark is one of one and Tiger Woods is one of one. But golf is an individual sport. And so these players, even if the purses went up in value, the players still had to perform to be able to win any of that additional money. They still had to be in the top 10 or be in the, like make the cut to get any kind of, like if you were a mediocre golfer, it didn't really matter if Tiger Woods was in the field or not because you weren't making money anyway. Even if the purses right. went up in value, you weren't making money.
So, and were we sitting here trying to lecture people though about the average salary of a golfer being too low?
But it's all on them as an individual. This is right. not on the players, like it's collectively bargained. The players are bound within the terms of the collective bargaining agreement and the teams that they're a part of and the league that they're a part of on what they are able to make. Like there is a ceiling to that. It's not completely up to them. It's up to the union, and it's up to the teams, and it's up to the league on what they want to pay in a salary. For professional golfers, it was ultimately up to how successful you were and how you played. And that was basically how it was determined how much money you made if the purses were larger. So it's an apples and oranges
it's
argument.
It's not, though. The best athletes make more money within the structure of what's in front of them. And it will raise the floor up because they're going to have to make room to pay her, number one. But two,
the only way that it wouldn't be
to bargain.
No. The only way that it would be not an apples to oranges comparison is if the WNBA had a structure that was like the PGA Tour, where, you know, there weren't salaries. There aren't salaries on the PGA Tour. It's literally you eat what you kill. You earn based on your individual
right,
performance.
It.
That's what the PGA Tour is. This is, again, apples and oranges comparison.
But the overall pot of money got larger because of Tiger Woods. The overall pot
Great.
Of money.
That meant Tiger Woods was making
deal.
More money. It meant the top players at the top were making more money.
Yep. And that's what's going to happen in the WNBA. The more valuable players are going to make more money. It's what happens in the NBA. You've got the star players making $80 million a
base,
year.
The base salary might go from, or the top base salary may go from $242,000 to $275,000 a year.
That's a big increase. That's a 10%
increase.
And
the WNBA is going to get $2.2 billion over the next decade for their media rights.
That's why you have bargaining, though. The bargaining will work that out. I mean, that's why you have people at the table to raise that cap up. I mean, that's what I mean in free market. That stuff works itself out. Patrick Mahomes makes $50 million a year, right? The rookies that come in might make $1 million a year. Is he 50 times more valuable?
I think so.
Is Caitlin Clark 50 times more valuable than the average at Yes.
Yeah. And she makes $76,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't had a chance to make any money. Patrick Mahomes wasn't making that his rookie year.
But you knew she was going to be one of one when she was drafted. She was one of one in college.
But the structure of the league didn't allow for it. Just like it doesn't allow for an NBA rookie. Right, but it doesn't allow it anywhere. Like, they have to rechange the structure. Now they have more ammo to do it than they've ever had before.
That's what I'm saying, is that the structure is not conducive for players
right
in the
now.
WNBA to earn. It's just, it's not conducive right. for that.
And they'll have more negotiating power than ever before the next time they try and change that structure.
Hope so.
I mean, they will.
Hope so.
Of course they will.
The NBA owns 60% of the WNBA. You know, they've undervalued. They have a history of undervaluing the WNBA. They have for years.
Undervaluing it based on what, though? Based on the return on, the return? I don't know that it's been undervalued. I've never seen the books. Are teams making money?
I have no idea.
I mean, the value is the value. The value is how much money the teams can make. The NFL, by the way, report came out yesterday, is making lots of money. Something like $500 million or something like crazy on average. But anyway, we can continue this discussion. Let's take a quick break. We owe Jad one. 869-1240, this portion of the program. We want to say thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled and fired up here at the Odyssey Studios. They've always got a big old pot ready for us. Tommy, Jad getting fueled up on some Prairie Fire today. We're going to come back. We can continue that discussion. We got Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, coming top of the hour. We'll get into a Royals second half, unofficially, preview as well. Maybe a little more on Chiefs camp. Maybe a little more on this discussion. It's a fascinating one as Caitlin Clark sets a rookie record in the WNBA yesterday and is, we're no bringing the popularity we hoped that she would. Now we've seen it full force. 869-1240. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.